And now we enter the era of flashbacks. And I've had a lot of trouble putting up this show, so it's, if you're wondering why it's looking at this on the archives, it's in seven parts. It's because I'm having trouble with my equipment, and I'm having to do it all in little but piecemeal parts. But anyway, the flashbacks you're going to be hearing are, first of all, I believe we're going to go to November 25th, 1995. It's actually two different flashbacks or segments of the shows from November of 1995, one on the 25th, one on the 27th. The one on the 25th has more completeness than the one on the 27th, but they all have some interesting items to it. But unfortunately, as of the moment, I've only been able to find these segments from that era. On November 25th, you're going to be hearing Phil Free, who's a singer doing some singing, talking about harassment of people on the Pacific Garden Mall. I call it the Christmas Crackdown. I do a lot of sort of updating for that year, which of course was 30 years ago, but it may give you some perspective. Then we go to a flashback within a flashback, which is further back another, I guess it's 7 years, to 1988. That was about the first time I came to town to stay for any length of time in the modern era. I was here in the 70s for a little while, but then I came to 1988 to help with Jane Immler's campaign in search of election and homeless civil rights reassurance and, well, reestablishment. And you get to hear July's or thereabouts summer city council speeches. And then we go into back to 1995 in November. Crossroads Chris Brozda gives his elaborate denunciation of the Trailers Not Trolls project, which evicted the open air shelter in violation of promises made by the Citizens Committee for the Homeless, which I and he describe in some detail. We had different perspectives. You get to hear Scott Kennedy, then council member Kennedy. At one point he became Mayor Kennedy, I guess about 5 years later, or more longer actually, about 10 years later. You'll get some callers angrily shouting, and the problem with this particular tape is it's not only partial, but it's also, it speeds up. So you get to hear a bit of Woody Woodpecker type voices. But some of it is substantial, so I kept it on and leave it to you to slow down and decipher if you can. Or if not, just, I say, skip it. But I want it available so that people can, if they want to go back to this era, they can hear some of the original voices and some of the, I think, the important counter-narrative that really, I think, is worth considering when you're taking your sources from, let's say, I don't know, Paul Lee's book, The Quality of Mercy, which gives his perspective. He was sort of a chief figure on the Citizens Committee for the Homeless. And those of other dignitaries like Daryl Darling, Paul Fotenhauer, Paige Smith, and so forth. Individuals worthy and who had done some good things for homeless folks, but who were fundamentally sort of patriarchs and oligarchs in how they treated homeless people in terms of their own organizing efforts. Or at least that was my perspective. So that's it. You're going to hear November 25th and 27th. And again, I'm not sure in which order they come because the tapes themselves are a little ambiguous, but more important is what's on the tapes, and they both happened in the same week. So you'll be able to get a sense of what was going on at that time, and that's really what I'm hoping to give and hoping that you'll get. And of course, and I'll give my usual reminder that it's now that counts, 2026 in July, the ongoing sweeps against Coral, and the ongoing cutoff of services to homeless people, and the likelihood that with our increased surveillance state, as you'll hear from Keith McHenry, which I think ain't such a paranoid vision as some might think, it's something we have to really. I don't really know how to fight it, except to fight it piecemeal wherever you find it, and to become aware of it and not to allow further changes, if you can block them, which is hard to do because these things are now very profitable, whether it's Phlox cameras or military appropriations at the federal level, you name it. Anyway, the number to call if you've got reports on what's going on locally about discrimination against poor and homeless people, renters, and those outside is 831-423-4833 if you're interested in talking about it for archival purposes on the Huff Archives, that's huffsantacruz.org, our website, and which it also goes out for at least once or twice throughout the week on the Huff radio show, which is the remnants of Free Radio Santa Cruz, and goes out on the net. It's not really radio, but it is net radio. So there is that. Again, 423-4833. Get in touch with me. I'll get back in touch with you, and we can all get in touch with as much of the community as still listening.